아니야, 난 에이 조용하죠. 난어달남 냠낸 제다 대에 너의 고다 안에 상하도시 대표 남기 냠낸 제다 난 체벌 체벌 내열에 지시에 나도 나랑도 같이 오르시네 나 남고 그러네 간도 지게 난 아마 동아래 죄시에 상기의 고방 토고고인자 다디 산지 요구방 투비 칠도 아 저기 태과 신비 취 냠린 제 봐라 당보 가르쳐 오래세네 나만 저기 기회신이 지게 나만 저로 좀 가르쳐 베네 라관 기회인 지 고로 왔다 기회신 띵고 고로와 세상 기회신이 띵제 냠린 띵고 와 지침 보레스 지산다 기회신이 냠 띵제 기회신이 띵수 냠린 제들이 니제라 디네 마 저기 띵주 밀리르 뭐 제데네 아니 나기에 chi mo yin ba, an ten ju duen na ten ba sam tang ta ye, dine ten ju mi lirin mo chi, an sam tang, dine chi wa mi ta ba sam tang ya ta, dine nga sung yu tunga sam tang ya, dine jam ro sam, jam ro chi ya, nyam nin chi ya, an dine ko wi yu tunga ta ta la ju yun ta chi, an te la tar du ke sam ba cha ya, an dine di je la ta rang tam ma yu shen sim jen tam je, ta su su nye ring me ba tang yum kum ya ta, 디니 심젠 담제 랑기 안에 파마제 뇽와이 바 삼다야 디니 심젠 담제 랑라 진치 보이 바 콤야 디니 심젠 리아 진치 보이자 안 심젠 리아 바 소스랑기 니 펜버 두키 심비 진렌 줘야게 삼바 삼 콤야 디니 잠바 심젠 담제 대화대 대나 심비게 대화 잠버 쇼 심비 잠버 콤야 디니 심젠 담제 동화단 자워 쇼 심비게 아니 아 니지오 콤야 다 심지에 탐지 동화의 규디 다 레다 뇽모보 원래 되는 중국도 제가 심지기 동화 규다 제바 자고도 대나 규다 제바 자야디 다디 미지기 인생비게다 이제 쿠도 케비게 오늘 아 삼다야제 다디 라산남다 시그로와 안디제라 디네 심지에 탐지 심지에 탐지 된다 심지에 탐지에다 고유 동화를 전시 상에 살아 고 고기 인생비게 에 미지기 인생이도 나는 라라야 다데제 그 누바카이 미드디 인상에 산지 고마 마토는데 디기 미도 세서 심지 탐지기 전날 산지 고마 토벌 지구도 심비다 토벌쇼 심비다 장주 심 삼다 책으로와 이런 건 저게 되네 동반이 동반이 삼다야 동반이 삼다야 어두시는 나냠레 심바디체 안디제라 나디니기 삼다 체외제랑 저게다 차바 침비기 아니 나게 냠레 체야야 안 차바 침비다 나게 기회신의 생인의 덴바시 띠엔제 달라마티즈의 왕슈 댕가게 담세다 돈바티 야보송 디네가게 냠네 예레나 소름세데 야 랍제 냠네 제고레스 어디지 어두스 냠네 제고레스 아직 안도다 키신 줄람림 자상하다 냠네 제심바티다데 디인스 디쇼가 모두 디시 지난 제름시네 님마다 상제 자주 셈바 코로나 상제디기네 냠네 디네지네 산지고 토바레 다데 전유센 바남기에 디네기 냠네 낭고레 제자다 제름죠 코로이네 디네기 냠네 나와인스 다 경화수인데 디나지 냠네 지쇼세제 어덴 디링아도 디유 지 디코르시에로 와다 지오게 디네
This morning, then, we looked at the union of sutra and tantra, how they should be practiced in harmony, and also some of the differences between the sutra and tantric vehicles. For tantric practice to be successful, one has to have a motivation where one is striving to attain liberation from the sufferings of samsara, but for the sake of others, to become a Buddha in order to lead them to enlightenment. So in order to generate such a motivation, one needs to go through the entire sequence of trainings as has been set out in our text, starting with the importance of relying on a spiritual teacher, receiving repeatedly over a sustained period, teachings from him, reflecting and meditating on them, starting with that of the precious human rebirth, recognizing what an incomparable opportunity that has been attained, something through which a tremendous meaning can be achieved. But this precious human rebirth is impermanent. It will come to an end at any time due to any number of reasons. And therefore, we need to strive immediately to take the essence of this precious opportunity. Thereafter, one reflects on the potential rebirth that will be attained after this life, either falling into the lower realms or remaining in the upper migrations. And here in particular, one reflects on all the sufferings of the lower realms that beings are experiencing right now. Thereafter, one goes for heartfelt refuge, making determination to generate all the qualities of the Buddha Dharma within one's continuum. The next training then is to reflect on the sufferings throughout samsara, to reflect on them to the point where one sees with vivid clarity that there is no lasting happiness to be experienced anywhere in samsara, and thereby giving rise to a determination to gain complete freedom from the suffering realms of samsara. Here, in dependence on all these trainings, one now explicitly turns one's attention to the situation that others are in. And here, the trainings are to recognizing that they are suffering in the same way and for the same reasons as we are. We reflect on impartiality or equanimity, overcoming the mind that is close to some but distant from others. Thereafter, we reflect on the special relationship we have with each and every sentient being throughout all the realms of samsara, that they all, over past lives, have been our mothers. Reflecting then on the great kindness that our mothers have shown us, and actually all beings have shown us, and a tremendous benefit that we receive from beings, whether it's direct or indirect, through the relationship of interdependency. And this then leads to the strong conviction we have to repay the kindness that others show us and have been showing us since beginning this life and continue to do in this life, the direct kindness as well as the benefit they bring to us. And making the determination to repay the kindness, the thought then turns to how best to repay the kindness. There are many ways that one can try. What is it that beings want? Recognizing that beings are no different from us. We all desire lasting, stable happiness. We generate the strong wish, may all beings experience lasting, stable happiness. But in order to do so in this way we generate love. But in order for beings to actually experience lasting, stable happiness, they have to be freed from all suffering. And here we generate the aspiration, may all beings be freed of suffering entirely. And we thereby generate compassion. Recognizing, though, that love as well as compassion are results that come about independent on the accumulation, achieving lasting happiness and being freed of suffering are results that come about independent on the accumulation of specific causes. Here, one generates the aspiration, may all beings accumulate the causes for happiness and eliminate the causes that would otherwise lead to suffering. Recognizing that the causes for suffering is the contaminated karma that beings accumulate under the influence of their own afflicted minds, and the causes for happiness are the accumulation of minds of virtue. One generates the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility, where one takes it on as one's own personal responsibility to ensure that we guide each and every being in the accumulation of the causes for happiness and the eradication, the complete eradication of the previously accumulated causes that will otherwise lead to suffering. So we take this as our own personal responsibility. And thereafter, in order to fulfill this responsibility, one has to become the most skilled of guides, a guide that can lead all beings perfectly in accordance with their own individual personalities. One then commits to striving for Buddhahood for the sake of others and generates bodhicitta. With bodhicitta having arisen in meditation, one then embarks in the meditation on the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this is the process that one goes through in the sutra trainings to develop the required the requisite foundation for successful training in the mantra vehicle, and then one is ready to embark on the mantra vehicle. And here, as we saw today, one needs to rely on a fully qualified teacher and receive initiation into tantric practice, receive the tantric vows, committing to train them guarding them well, then one engages in the following of the spiritual instructions in the practices of the generation stage, and later then the completion stage that one receives from one's spiritual teacher. So all these practices that have been mentioned now are what we've looked at over these preceding verses. The Lam Rim tradition presents the complete and unmistaken sequence of stages of training in order to attain enlightenment, starting with the need to rely on a teacher, concluding in the practices of Tantra. And this specific sequence of training is how Buddha Shakyamuni himself trained, it's how every single Buddha has trained, it's how all the bodhisattvas in the world right now are training, and how Lama Tsongkhapa himself trained. Therefore, he has been exhorting us throughout this text to endeavor, to strive, to train just like he did, to follow his example, and thereby achieve the self-same results.
두샤 지난 아주 가다 다 메벤 다 아니 짐바다 추림 예중의 삼로 냠네 제다디 아주게 다 가사 차상이야 송 빈에 시에나 나지 지해서 책으로 와 아 차와 침비기 취에 냠네 제발라 아니 아직 인디엘이야 안지게 마바다 되니기 뇌도 롱와 튕겐으로 상황지 고고래 튕겐 상황지 매바지라 아니 아주게 차와 침비 취에 시에바이나 아직이 인디엘이야 안지게 바지르지 你听见差点嘛，人家听不清没去，先差点呀，上啊，第一次过嘛，送过嘛，就是你那啥，上啊，谁的，就咱刚才牛牛牛牛的嘛，可能我那几个别来大，小我不弄不来大，来算那么小，有些人提出来，就送来结果嘞，就是你那个，听见马上话起来，送下来，那，你的，也会让人差不多，那把些话是给别的，哦，那的，得了解，说了的，那你那地方去不啥的，你那个，你电话都来把些结果了，你那啥，上啊，都是特别，你们接的别，这个广播，宁波的那个，这个，这样的，上啊，是的，就是，你差三个电话站，差不多明白些，那，可是不是这样的结果嘞，是不咯？
All those who are striving to cultivate a path of the Mahayana Dharma, a path of the Buddha Dharma within their continuum, have to engage in trainings of definite emergence and reflecting on selflessness, coming to realize selflessness. So all practitioners, whether they are of the solitary realizer or hearer or bodhisattva lineages, need to train in the cultivation of definite emergence and the wisdom realizing selflessness. To engage in the Mahayana Dharma, which is requires a specific aspiration, the aspiration for Buddhahood for the sake of others, requires many favorable circumstances. And without these circumstances being fully acquired, there will be many obstacles to generating, well, to meeting and then generating the realizations of the Mahayana within oneself. One needs great virtue to meet the Mahayana Dharma, and even greater virtue, to generate realizations of the Mahayana Dharma within one's continuum. Then within the Mahayana Dharma, as we heard this morning, there are the two vehicles of the perfection and Vajra vehicle. Not all traditions of the Mahayana Dharma present the Vajra vehicle. So therefore, the Vajra vehicle itself is of great rarity in this world. Because it's so rare to meet it, and to meet it and have faith in it and interest in it, is also incredibly rare. So this rarity presents further obstacles to the cultivation of the practices that lead to enlightenment in the quickest possible time. And moreover, with the Vajra vehicle being as rare as it is, rare and precious as it is also called the vehicle of secret mantra, because one is encouraged that when one is engaging in any practices of the Vajra vehicle, there's no need to advertise this to others, to make a big deal about it, to broadcast it to all and sundry, but to do so quietly as one's own personal business without making a big show of it. Because doing so would just add or create further obstacles. So it's for this reason that it's also called the secret mantra of Yakko.
Rangi yila kumbha chashir tang, kasaan shenla penpa chevichir, jawa jibi yonzu sobe lam, gole ngagi sheba kewati is.
Returning to the text, the 44th verse, Gyatso Rinpoche presents why he has composed this text. In order to make familiar to my own mind and be of benefit to others of good fortune as well, I've explained clearly the complete and perfect path so pleasing to the conquerors.
Nadi sungu bi ko ba khare lamna da this war rangi yila komba cha che dang sa ta che re mjo korong gi ne sang ye chim den di gi ne sung she bi gi dong a yong su su bi lamna ya ne ji ge che sam gong sum ji ji nyam len je ba di ne so so ge an ji ge de nu den ba den bi ne ya de na da ne so so ko so so ji ge den ne gi
Jerembishe spent his life making really extensive efforts in hearing teachings, reflecting and meditating on their meanings across not only all the sutra traditions, but also the mantra teachings or the tantric teachings. So he, over an extensive period, received teachings and reflected and meditated on them repeatedly. And he did so with great joy and took tremendous pleasure in this, in his spiritual development for the sake of others. And as he says then in the first line of this verse, having engaged in such extensive hearing and reflecting and meditating, now in order to ever deepen his familiarity, he composed this text in order to make familiar to my own mind.
Mm-hmm. Aya, Jimzin Jigla, Kariosana, Kazan Shella, Pemba Javi Shears. Kazan Shella, Pemba Javi Shears, Kazan Labiodu, Jina Gabri Kazan Situ, Jasin Balakore. That added the Kazan Situ, Jasin Bada, Dimin Bigita, Raji, Shi Yamlin Jagi, Dunyu Tumboyuba, and Dendigi, Delia Dunyu Tumboyuba, Delia Yamlia Jeba, the Tundu Yuba. Then he
The first reason that Jaya Rinpoche composed this text is to deepen further his own realization of the Dharma. And the second reason is presented in the second line, and be of benefit to others, of good fortune as well. The term good fortune in some contexts refers to bodhisattvas. In this context, it refers to those who have a great aspiration to engage in the cultivation of the Buddha Dharma. And not only have the great aspiration to cultivate the Buddha Dharma within themselves, but they have the mental capacity to do this and all the required favorable circumstances, and also are wanting to make great efforts to utilize what remains of their life well, and therefore to guide them in how to utilize their life to the best possible way. Jaya Rinpoche composed this text. So this, the first reason he composed this was to deepen his own realization, and the second was to guide those who have a heartfelt yearning, a deep aspiration to cultivate the realizations of the Buddha Dharma within themselves. The purpose then of these two lines is to make it very clear why Jaya Rinpoche himself composed this text. That he didn't do it because he wanted to make it evident to others just how learned he is. He didn't want to brag to others, and he wasn't composing so as to get their fame or to get fame or have their respect or people to look on at him with amazement at just how learned he is. Rather, he's saying in the first line with humility, I'm composed this text so as to deepen my own realization and thereby to ever more swiftly attain enlightenment. Moreover, motivated by compassion, I want to help those who have an aspiration to live a life of great meaning. Not only have an aspiration, but who have the favorable circumstances so that they can cultivate the minds of the Buddha Dharma within themselves. They have the mental capacity, they are surrounded by suitable companions and teachers. I want to give them all that they need so that they do also achieve enlightenment. So the second line shows that he's engaging the activities of a bodhisattva.
That give a chimbo lion and Guparo de Chimbe Tabata and Tibo Doge Tibe Lamier Michaza, Yonzo Zobadi, and Mano or Machubaji Sosugi, Tidawa Shin Yamlin, Yamlin Chieche, and the Soso Kanshebadi, Jejadi Diores or the Suetati Lamrimke, Jejadi Tis, Jesadi Suma is, Jesan Din Yamlin Cheba Ina, and Yaw Gigores, Cousin Sangi said, Simjan Duat and Jana. Sempigidina, And
the verse then continues, I have explained clearly the complete and perfect path so pleasing to the conquerors. The path that is complete and perfect is what has been laid out in this text, where we started by looking at the practices that are shared with a spiritual aspirant of initial capacity, and thereafter, independence and training those, how does one train? In the practices that are shared with a spiritual aspirant of intermediate capacity. And independence on training in those two sets of trainings, one is then has a required basis to train successfully in the trainings that are unique to practitioners of greatest capacity. And moreover, not only have all the sutra practices being referred to here, but so too have those of secret mantra been referred to. And thereby, students come to see how it's independence on the foundation of the sutra that one will be skilled in one's vajra vehicle practices and will attain the realizations of the vajra vehicle. So that is the complete and perfect path that has been presented in this text. And when beings engage in these practices, from merely hearing the teachings to also reflecting on these teachings whilst they're hearing and then in their own meditation sessions, this brings great joy, great delight to the minds of all the Buddhas, because sentient beings are the objects of their compassion. And when they see sentient beings such as ourselves hearing the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, in particular when the teachings are complete and perfect, they know that independence on hearing these teachings and reflecting on them, suffering sentient beings are accumulating virtue. Suffering sentient beings are purifying the causes for future suffering. Suffering sentient beings are spiritually developing, which means not only is their suffering being eased, not only are they creating the causes for lasting, stable happiness, but at the very least, they are not harming other beings. They are harming others far less. Moreover, through their spiritual development, they are able to be of ever greater benefit to others. So when the Buddhas observe this, great joy arises in their mind because their heartfelt desire, that of sentient beings attaining freedom, freedom from the suffering realms of samsara, is being fulfilled. In this verse, in the first two lines, present why Jayamukushe composes this text. Firstly, showing humility, and that he didn't do it for any purposes of fame or renown, but he composed this text guided by compassion, guided by love for others, wanting all beings to attain freedom. And moreover, in the second two lines, he wrote that what he has composed here is a complete and unmistaken sequence of trainings that all beings need to engage in that will definitely lead to enlightenment in the quickest possible time. And moreover, all the Buddhas in the world who are observing us, hearing these teachings, reflecting and meditating on them, leads to great joy and delight arising in their continuums, seeing that beings are creating the causes to attain freedom, to ease their suffering and pain, and achieve lasting, stable happiness, and to also be of ever greater benefit to others too. Moreover, Jayamukushe states, I've explained clearly. And this he certainly has done, in that it's a very condensed text, and the language that's used is clear and easy to understand. One can read this text and gain an understanding of the entire path of the Buddha Dharma. Whilst the meaning here is deeply profound, it's readily accessible.
That gewa di sidu gewa sidu da da jerim jo korong gi da sang ji yu sung xie bi gi da ji wo chung ri chi ri sung gi lam bi dong a che yong su zo ba su su gi nyam len che an di nyam len che di nyam len che ba di an sim jia tam ji gi duan da sang ji ko ma tu bi chi ri du gu niu la ji xie hen sim jia dong a dan zhe ni sim jian ba dan zi yu dun de xian la xie di an xie ba di an an jue xia cha sang wa di an si
Jesus,
pa chi nyamnen chi chi an nyamnen ju gop nyamnen yongwa sho se chi ruo gun ya namda lamsa da jawa ma ju gi di na nyamnen chi ar kabre nyamnen chi ba da nyamnen chi ma ra wa dene men ba chi cha sa dene gi nyamnen chi ra wa sho se ne dene gi molam de ba yin so molam di gi yes da ge wa de ya dene gi molam de gi yes
Verse 44 concludes and then links straight into verse 45 with thus this virtue I dedicate. The virtue then that he is referring to is both the virtue from having composed this text as well as all the virtue he's created over his lifespan through receiving the teachings that have been summarized here as well as all his reflections and meditations that led to him gaining realization of each and every stage of training. Those realizations that he made reference to at the end of each section, where he states that he has gained realization through training in this way. So again, this entire vast store of virtue that he's accumulated, not just through composing this text, but through all the causes that he created to be able to compose such a faultless text. All of this he dedicates, and he dedicates powered by his love and compassion, and thereby he offers all this virtue, all these causes of happiness to suffering sentient beings. And he dedicates it specifically, may all sentient beings never be parted from the perfect and pure path. And the perfect and pure path refers to the complete and unmistaken trainings of the Mahayana Dharma, of both Sutra and Tantra, that lead to full and complete enlightenment. He dedicates this virtue so that beings who have aspiration to enter into these paths do so, that beings who are on these paths rapidly develop, and that those who haven't yet given rise to inspiration to enter these paths do so. This way, Jerome Pache dedicates all his virtue.
ちさ、やん、でね、すんごれ。ちさ、でね、とは、でにぎとは、すんじゃ、たん、ちでにぎ、ナンバーたべ、ラムさんぼ、さんじぎさら、にゃんね、さんじゃ、そう、にゅるとばちび、にゃんね、とは、そんじぎ、ラムじ、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、とは、と
And together with this Jayaprashe, in these two lines, he commits when he writes, I dedicate, may all sentient beings never be parted from the perfect and pure path. He dedicates himself to the attainment of this aspiration by all sentient beings. In other words, he dedicates his virtue that until each and every sentient being has attained the exalted state of enlightenment through training in the Mahayana Dharma, through both the divisions of Sutra and Tantra, he will apply himself wholeheartedly to guiding sentient beings to the achievement of enlightenment. He makes this commitment to always be a guide for sentient beings, leading them into the paths of the Mahayana Dharma and in the cultivation of the paths of the Mahayana Dharma through the trainings of the Sutra and Tantra. And he commits to this until all beings are freed from the suffering realms of samsara and have attained enlightenment.
Donga Sundu Jibi Lam Yonsu Zobalaya Tersam Gomsum Je Nyamlin Je Then Rangi Nyamlin Je Tone Gang Xing Badi Shanliya Jamba Tan Zivyu Tone Jamze Tone Shanliya Fasan Namda Tan Du Sine Ma Sungba Yins Sung Je And Dendigi Je Ne Gewa Sasha Badi And Yuda Namba Kundu And Shanliya Pampa Yonga Tan And Ji Rangi Ki Dendigi Shanliya Dendigi Lupten Je Tua Yonga Shu Molam Deba Yins Jizna Da Molam Deba Yins 디니기 라묘수 소벌야 최섬 곰숨 강 투두제 소속이 냠렌제 그래서 냠렌제 강투제다 근데 소속이 디니기 제네 개와디 아니야 기디이네 산조고바 마토 예바도 아니 디니기 기디 뒤디 뒤다 남바군도 동아선제게 람지 냠렌제 투어쇼 스몰람 데고고레스 몰람 자고레스 몰람 데프세 아니 안디마제 소속이 냐츠 냠네 소속이 냠렌제제 소속이 아니 미네 소소의 냠내제 샘제 탐제 산제고마 투비 치르도 기디네 소소의 냠내제 냠용의 토네 시안리아 덴제 판도제 투바 용어 쇼 샘비 몰람 자고레서 온도 숨고
And the 45th verse concludes, I, a yogi, make prayers such as these. You, who aspire for liberation, should pray likewise. So, as with before, when he said words similar to these, he's saying, this is how I have trained. Follow my example. I have trained in all the many practices mentioned here, all the levels of training of the sutra and tantric paths. Now I've come to gain realization of these paths. And all of this training I did, hearing so many teachings and reflecting on them continuously and meditating on them, all of the spiritual development I have undergone from the outset has been so that I can develop spiritually in order to be of ever greater benefit to you. And moreover, all this virtue that I've accumulated from the outset of my spiritual training up to now with the completion of the composition of this text, I dedicate it so that all sentient beings such as you can achieve these self-same realizations. So therefore, please fulfill my heartfelt aspiration and train in exactly the same way as I have, and do so with unwavering effort. Not sporadically, not just now and again, not just now that inspiration arises, but with unwavering effort. And do so as well with the same motivation that I cultivated as I embarked on this journey, to develop myself spiritually so that I can be of ever greater benefit to others in this world. And thereby, as you train in the same way that I have, you will not only definitely develop, but as you spiritually grow, all the skills and qualities that you have, use them to ease the burden of suffering of others. Use them to be of ever greater benefit to others. In Gendler's version of the text, he has an additional dedication verse, which we don't have. But the meaning of it is as follows. So the first line of the dedication verse refers to the unsurpassable founder teacher. And that refers to Buddha Shakyamuni, who amongst all the many spiritual teachers that there have been in our world, supreme amongst all of them is Buddha Shakyamuni.
Temba lungi tenpa ta tobe tenpa ni lungi kenpa tene ge sonshi pe to dan ngi cha san chi tene lungi tobe tenpa sin de di gi chue cha ta de ti shi she ba na lam nyam ne gi don son de ke lam lam nyam ne gi shi ba de ye chi de tenpa de
That verse continues with making reference to the scriptural and realizational teachings of the Buddha. So this is what we have been looking at. All the trainings that are shared with spiritual practitioners of initial and then intermediate capacity, and then lastly the trainings that are unique to the spiritual practitioners of supreme capacity. Now, all these teachings, which have a specific sequence leading to the cultivation of bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. There's the indispensable foundation for the achievement of enlightenment. So this then is referenced in this additional dedication verse, meaning the scriptural and realizational teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni.
The Jawan did a lament in Nimbis and Jawa said in Jerimachi, the Nigi Tumba Sanji Jemden, the Tumba Lana Mebach, Tisun Shabigi, Lam Yamling Rimba Temba, and Tonga Sundu Tibi, Lam Yamling Rimba D, and Sanji Sunshi Totan Kuchasa, Lia, Sosarang Tersum Chia, Gogab Rasons, and Ters, Turbaje, Sambaje. Dit de Nyamsulje, Nyamlenje, Gorope, Mazyaborasons, Tesa, Sosugi, Nyamlenjeva, Gorora, Mazi, Ranigi, Loma Mongolia, Sheche, Pando Pemas, Gachimutuarasons, Dine Dine Gorop Rawadi, Pemase Yabu Yis, Dine Rawadi Downe, Sukajin, Lamna, Lamikitin, yes, Sosugia, Lamikitin, Lamelatine, Lamikitin Latine, Sosugi, Lama Latine, Tu, Lamitin, Chu, Shu. And to that, Yane, some da, a run you gom yam gom yap, then so soon yam near your body. The nigger shall a share, Jay, Gawasaya, yamling chair, gob rabadi, so you get in this and lammy get in this. Yes, sir.
Chairman Pichet continues that he's used this precious life that he's achieved well. He's spent his entire life engaged in hearing, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings of Sutra and Tantra, and the entire Mahayana Dharma, the entire teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni. And doing this with great effort, he has achieved spiritual attainment, and he's done so solely motivated to be of greatest benefit to others. And all these spiritual attainments and this vast store of merit that Jay Rinpoche has accumulated over the course of his lifetime has only been possible due to the kindness of others, in particular, his spiritual teacher. So the first line was with reference to Buddha Shakyamuni and his teachings, and now to his spiritual teacher. This opportunity to live a life of great meaning is all due to the incomparable kindness of one's spiritual teachers.
Tisa yomba lada mewe tenpa ta sidi sanye jimlen deyegi ane gaitin ta sanye jimlen deyegi kusung tusu mi yuendin tenpi tohne ane tenpi tohne ane soso rangi ngewe nyamlen yunga tele jesu ki rangi ane di meze ane dinigi soso rangi dinigi nyamlen jaya kokorat pe lame gaitin sida lame ki ane kusung tusu yuendin tenpi tohne lame ki gaitin jesu ten understate. Me di kewadi, gudi, telatine, draw semjan tam jelia, and a che yamle jagi, and an ala ya teva nashi, and che teva chimu che don sundu jiva lam chasa, yonso soba, manova, and machuba chasa, yonso tin to give shins, chene, and give shins, and a che shi, and yamle jag, the nego go of ravi, gurgua, she was me keva delatine. Dine simjian tamjigi dine giwi shingin tsengi de denpa di an jikpa te giwi shingin de la dine an sosurana gi tuasam gomsum chile nyamle ya 제네 산주 고방 토비 규규와 산유 고방 규도 토바쇼스네 난 규규와 쇼스네 뭐 아껴버리다.
The verse starts out with Jaya Rinpoche recalling the incomparable qualities of Buddha Shakyamuni, referencing his body, speech, and mind. Thereafter, he turns to his spiritual teacher and the tremendous kindness that his spiritual teacher has shown him in this life. That it's through the kindness of all his spiritual teachers that Jaya Rinpoche has been able to make the most of the opportunity that this precious human rebirth presents. And through him fulfilling the hopes and aspirations of all his teachers and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, this vast store of virtue that has come about through his extensive activities of hearing, reflecting, and meditating, all of this he then goes on in this verse to dedicate, so that all this virtue that he has accumulated through using this precious life so well, he dedicates so that each and every sentient being can have a similar opportunity to what he has had to come under the care of qualified spiritual teachers and to have the enthusiasm, the burning enthusiasm to engage in the complete and unmistaken Mahayana paths of Sutra and Tantra and gain realization of these complete and unmistaken Mahayana paths of Sutra and Tantra.
Lemlim Titin Sunayati, that Juk Molanda, Moa, Jeva Chasa, that Jet Tasare.
So that then brings us to the end of the Song of Spiritual Experience composed by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Angele Jerem Jangarzilla, Lemlim Titin Sunshangarzilla, Lavja, Garden Nasa, send the Dangarzu in Yamlin Chehores, Jerem Jokorong, Dusos Yamlin Nawai, and Johnson attended in the Yamlin Chehores, and then to do Slavja Nawai. で、なんか、あの、自分にやめんちゃいで、からですね、弟子修行の話で、まず担保ね、だ、まず、厳しいね、だ、に、厳しいね、だ、に、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳しいね、厳し 삼다야다 되는 아주게 대한에 기지기지 지바리 제가 다되네 아주 텐텔이야 최념에 하고 심마도 왜네 네 기지기지 지바 자로기디나 내가 따와나신 되어요 말에 삼제 믿다고 삼다야래 안 되네 삼다쟁아 저기 다 제가 당한 저기 나서 소련이와 이다 둘을 집는 동화 봐도 매번 용국을 제가 되니게 동화 들려대 근데 타고 그래 제가 동화 깨와 치마이네야 전상보 대주의 밀리로 뭐지 톱제 된대리야 최점는 제투하지 요하게 된다라 안에 수름소야다 짐발아 소바 냠네 지긴 세베 삼다야다 아 동화 들려 쪼비기 니버데 술을 열었으네 냠네 건조 숨나 열게 건조 숨 쪼그리 샘비게다 이제 제점는 점로세야 되네 난 잼르기 잼르지비 잼르기 랍제데 가르치라고 그러세네 잼르기 랍제데라 나 저기 코웨 동아 타다래 교연 통해 코웨 타 동아 타다래 주 탈고도 샘비게 탈두게 삼바지니 미해준 거 삼바지야다 안데야 나 라지고 많이 메시한 샘비야 담 이제 나 라기 지게 니링스카요 말다 니링 니링요 말에 당님레 심지한지 랑이 파마 규용와 망부 규용와래 안 심지한지 랑레 진체보래 사다 데네 잠바 고미야다 심지한지 대화다 데나 심베 잠바 고 심지한지 동화다 자와 쇼와 심베 인지고 지나 심지한지 동화다 자와나 디기다 데바데 네 지긴 심베 하삼곰 디에다게 심지한 탐지 산요고바 토벌쇼 심베기네 난 자주 심 삼다 두시는 삼다야래 한 게 라미의 왕시비 가능 가르치였으나 제어해야 되게 하고 제야다 되니 안내지 담지 ဒီနေ့ကောင်သူတို့ခြေရည်ငါတို့ဒီနေ့ချက်ဆံကောင်သူတို့ခြေဝါတဲ့ငါတို့ကဒီရင်ကြီးခြေရည်ညံနေခြေရည်သူခြေရှောဆုံးလို့ဝါကျစံအဲဒီနေ့ခြေရည်တွေတောင်သူတွေလမ်းရင်းတွေ့တွေ့ကြီးအဲဒါညာရှိခြေပြီးကြီးဂျုံတွေတင်ငါတို့ဒီခြေဝါတဲ့လက်ကမဆောနာငါတို့ဒီနေ့ခြေဝါတဲ့ငါတို့ချက်ဆံအဲချက်ပါတယ်အတို့စင်းကောင်သူတို့ဆမ်းတောင်ကုန်ပေါ်ရတဲ့
As we've heard throughout this text, at the end of each training, Jerem Rinpoche says to us, this is how I have trained. And if you follow my example, you will achieve the same result, because I'm following the example of the entire lineage from the Buddha Shakyamuni and all the other subsequent masters. In fact, this is how every bodhisattva in the world and every Buddha that's arisen has trained. So therefore, please train just like I'm laying out here. And he started out by encouraging us to rely on a spiritual teacher, a qualified guide who can guide us in our spiritual progression, who can set out the complete and unmistaken trainings that we need to hear, reflect, and meditate on. We start in our meditation by reflecting on the qualities of his body, speech, and mind, so that we make a strong commitment to follow his advice, to implement his advice, exactly as he has been teaching us in his teachings. With this inspiration, we then embark on our meditation, reflecting on the preciousness of this human rebirth that we've achieved, and all that can be attained in this one life. What an amazing opportunity we have. However, this life is impermanent. It can end at any time. It will certainly end. When that will be, and how it will be, we do not know. But it can be at any time, and therefore, don't take it for granted. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off till tomorrow what can and needs to be done now. We need to cultivate the minds of the Buddha Dharma within us, right now. Because, and the meditation continues, at the time of death, one may well fall into the lower realms. So we have to ensure that from this moment forth, we live our life in accordance with ethical restraint. Ensure that our mind is restrained from the afflictions. Moreover, we cultivate the other required causes for good rebirths in our future lives, such as those being generosity, patience, joy, perseverance, and prayer. Thereafter, we turn our attention to refuge, to those who have the ability to provide protection. In particular, it's through cultivating the minds of the Buddha Dharma within us that protection from suffering is achieved. And how does one then go about fulfilling the advice of the Buddhas? Here, we need to reflect in detail on the sufferings of samsara so as to generate the mind of definite emergence, this definite commitment to emerge from the suffering realms of samsara, to sever the root of all our suffering, the afflicted minds with ignorance of self-grasping at their root. Thereafter, the advice from our teachers and all the Buddhas is, having given rise to bodhicitta, to definite emergence, turn our attention to the position that other sentient beings find themselves in, recognizing that there is no difference between us and them. Here we start in the training that will lead to the cultivation of bodhicitta, overcoming this feeling that we have of being close to some and distant from others. Here we cultivate impartiality, recognizing that there's no difference between myself and others, and there's no difference between some others and all others, in that, from two perspectives, one, all beings long for happiness and freedom from suffering. And secondly, over the expanse of lifetimes, all beings have shown us tremendous kindness and being of great benefit to us, either explicitly acting in a way that's beneficial or implicitly acting in a way that brings us benefit. So therefore, there is no valid basis to discriminate between others. Developing impartiality in this way, we then also reflect on since beginning of lifetimes, we have a relationship of mother and child with all beings. And moreover, in their role of mother, as well as in so many other ways, they have shown us tremendous kindness. Reflecting on this leads to a natural wish to repay that kindness. And how to do so? How we generate love. May all beings experience happiness. Generate compassion. May all beings be freed of pain and suffering. We cultivate this further, as was mentioned earlier today, earlier in the session, to the point where we generate bodhicitta. We commit to striving to become a Buddha, the most skilled of guides, a guide who can lead others in how to cultivate the causes for happiness, in other words, accumulate virtue, and how to eliminate the causes that would otherwise lead to suffering. In other words, to no longer come under the influence of the afflictions, and through cultivating the wisdom realizing emptiness, to eradicate the root cause of all suffering. Then, having generated bodhicitta, one meditates on the six perfections, the actual work of bodhisattvas, as well as explicitly, then again, the wisdom realizing selflessness or the wisdom realizing emptiness. And then lastly, having cultivated such a powerful basis, one also needs to engage in the quickest method to become a Buddha, that is the Vajra vehicle. And here, we need to receive an initiation from our qualified teacher, ensure that we then follow his advice, fulfill all the commitments we have willingly undertaken, and protect our samaya as well. So this is how we need to train, and this is what has been presented here in our text. It is our life's work, and it's the life work of this is my life's work, as it is for all of you. Other than this, there's nothing of great meaning that we have to do. This is the life work for all of us. This then brings us to the end of this text that we've been looking at for possibly a few months now. So we started out with an interest to hear these teachings because of our faith in Buddha Shakyamuni and Jay Rinpoche. And in dependence on this faith that we have in Buddha Shakyamuni and Jay Rinpoche, we've listened to all these teachings, been reflecting on them as well. So now, let's bring to conclusion this practice in the same way as Jay Rinpoche has, by dedicating just like he has. So in particular, we should now dedicate that the Buddha Dharma remains in our world stably. And not only does it remain in our world stably, but sentient beings who don't have yet an interest in the Buddha Dharma develop one, and that they all come to meet fully qualified teachers, and not only meet fully qualified teachers, but long to receive teachings and to put those in trainings and put those into practice and do so. Why is this so important? Because it's only the Buddha Dharma that presents the complete and unmistaken path to the total eradication of suffering and its causes and the achievement of lasting, stable happiness. Hence, it's so important. Hence, the need for the Buddha Dharma to remain stably in the world and for fully qualified teachers to remain stably in the world. So here, in particular, when we dedicate, we also dedicate that all the fully qualified teachers, in particular His Holiness the Dalai Lama, remain without obstacle in our world, teaching and guiding beings to the achievement of enlightenment. Moreover, in addition to His Holiness, all the other great teachers in the world, such as Lama Zopa, may they remain stably teaching, guiding sentient beings. May more and more sentient beings meet them and have great aspiration to receive teachings from them and put those into practice. So may the great teachers in the world, such as Lama Zopa Rinpoche, remain stably guiding sentient beings. May sentient beings, being inspired by these great teachers, develop qualities in their continuum as quickly as possible, becoming just like these great teachers. Moreover, all the spiritual teachers in the world, those both that we have connection with, as well as those that we don't have connection with, all the teachers who are guided by genuine love and compassion, all the teachers, such teachers in the world, may their beneficial activities bring the results that they desire without obstacle, benefiting beings precisely in accordance with their needs. Not only may all such teachers abide stably in our world and may their beneficial activities achieve the desired goal, may all centers or places that have been founded in order to ease the suffering burden of beings, such as our Dharma Center, but may all such places, may the purpose of such places of benefit, may this also be fulfilled quickly, without obstacle.
kisi di parade le da neim di kien ki phaso troya mara che nang lo de be kap le ya ang a chi ki in ne troya mara be ne da ma chi che shu che so su ge nya da an di ton da la sam ta de jo de be ma su ko ko ya bu chu song be ya bu chu song sen bi ge da ji su ti ge chola troya mara sen bi ge da ji su su ge ga wa ko mya che ga wa ko mya da an ne de nu in di ne ne an chi ge de ne de bi rin le ya an so so ra ra ge de ne ge Gang
that chicken assembly in the Lia and the Simjan Tamje and Tiki Yaya, the Duma say, Jesa Dinigi, my Shungi, that chicken, a log to and Jesia, Pa, so Joya Mara, some daddy, some busto, what Uncle Minitinisa, then I did it to a dirty, she has Simjan La Pembe Chudu, and the Nanduki Joan Yamlin Chiava, and Kiva to be at it, Kiwadi, she has Simjan, Tamje La Paya, the assembling in Niam Shia, Zemlingi. Simjan Tamje Dunga Seata Seata and Digitubia Chenwa Jibia Tiniki the Pandu Pandu Bem as a Lapchimbu Shusa Tugudu Yahu Shuresha Sati Shungi Pazu Droma Chajakasha Pati Sosogi Chen Yamlin Jala Tungin Shuchesha Ne Bachirim Tungin Resha and Yamlin Jabala Tungin Resha Beahoresha and Big Sam Tashi Diniki Kishu Tuyadam Diniki Kishu Tubatila Dinetan Zugi Zemili Neam Tanji New to Shisha, and Zemlinga, Mita, Simjan to Rich Kaina, Le Dungatam Shide, and the Digi Yoyata, Ne, Dusin Digi or Shores and Big Zemli Shidu or Shores to be Molam Jadi, that time is such a Dusin some daddy, and Dinigi some daddy, Kitchimore.
Moreover, you've been receiving these teachings whilst locked down due to the pandemic. Of course, many people. In our world right now are experiencing not just fear about the pandemic, but also restrictions on their movement, restrictions on their freedom. So here, you should generate great joy that at this time of restriction, you have used this opportunity so well. You haven't wasted this opportunity. And instead of having these restrictions on your freedoms, causing frustration to arise within you, you have transformed the situation well. So instead of feeling restriction, actually you've come to recognize that this is a precious opportunity that you've used well to gain actual freedom, lasting freedom, freedom with great meaning. So here we can turn our attention to others who are experiencing mental frustration and anguish at this time, frustration at the impositions placed on their freedoms, and generate the aspiration. May all beings utilize in the very best way what remains of this life, transforming all obstacles, transforming them into the path, using them as opportunities to create virtue, using them as opportunities to become ever greater beings, and thereby harming others less and being of ever greater benefit to them. So we generate the aspiration that just like we have transformed this opportunity into the causes that will lead to actual freedom, may all beings use all the opportunities of their life, transform them into the causes for lasting happiness, overcoming problems, overcoming difficulties, and generating harmonious relationships with others.
Pombu in San Kronzo give me Lumbalia, Rangi Kiroki Midikila, Tiki Yada, Dungal, Maya Gitondalia, same of your rather, got Jacob Duha Mayata, Tiki Yaya Gitondala, Diniki, and the Kronzo get same good Chimbushi got it. Diniza, Tangazuki, Diniki, Pasu, Tamja Shavati, Manso Kanga Jayadan, Manso Dubutaya to Nachigo, Sangazuki, Kihap Tilia, Chasana, Nebo Maya. Chasan Diyu Yangyagi Samna Pei Yaqbu Tanji Duus Chebare Dini Zang Susu Yine Da Dini Ki Pomba Diki Duus Chebare Samna Dishtan Ngana Chupa Ani Lokton Chebare Esam Tanya Da Yaqbu Riesa Biki Samna Tan Jisu Yiran Chebare Susu Yine Pasu Choya Koko Maro Jik Maro Chebare Di Pei Ngi Di Maro Chebare Da Susu Yine Jik Pasu Chamjian Di Jibura Di Siongura Di Yine An Gabri Le Lamda Maju Chebare Niyam Diki Susu Lu Koya Da Shan Le Pa Niyam Kwa Na An channel ya kanga cha ran si ni ka la kanga ti gor cha di dini yi de ba dini na ya du stia ba dia xian yi de ji zu ya da xian yi dong ai ma ya ma ya ge chi ru yin sam che an de ga di de ge yue san bi ge dini che ba deng yi di lia ga che be lia ga jia qin bu ma de 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 dun da qin bu ji ji yin san bi san da wei ne ma zu sem ya kanga ma che ba da su su ya ne ji ge bo bo ya da dini ge che ba yong dini sam da de ye qin bu che go le.
And moreover, the situation that we find ourselves in, where we are, some of you really are confined to your homes, others, you have some freedom of movement, but still not a freedom of association and meeting people like we usually used to. So here, I encourage you to use skill to look at the situation that you're in and recognize that the leaders of our nation, as well as our state and our municipalities, they are doing their very best in accordance with their own individual skills to ensure that we are safe and that we remain safe. And not just us as individuals, but our community, in particular those who are most vulnerable. So therefore, because we are safe at the moment, and we have assistance from our various levels of government, we are able to receive these teachings and reflect on them, spiritually develop, creating the causes for lasting happiness. And whilst we are doing this, others, our leaders and those in particular roles in society, are working very hard to keep us safe. And thereby, whilst they are working incredibly hard right now, trying to make the best decisions that they can, we have the opportunity to practice Dharma, being kept safe and with assistance that is required. So thinking about it like this should generate joy in our minds at this opportunity. So dedicate that those who have positions of responsibility, those who are working in dangerous situations, that they all, their hopes and desires are fulfilled in accordance with the Dharma, their decisions that they take are wise decisions. And moreover, dedicate that those who are experiencing frustration and difficulty in lockdown, that their minds ease, that they come to see this is a beneficial opportunity, and they don't experience any mental anguish or harm. So thank you very much for your time.